thousand, house of a thousand, house in the moon and the stars. House of a thousand, house of a thousand, house of a thousand guitars. And a bee that stains. There are stained glass windows on the bedroom walls. You can hear the cry when salvation calls. Well, you can move your body, you can shake your head.
Kicking off this hour of music on Steel City Music, Willie Nile with the track House of a Thousand Guitars. Hey, I'm your host, Gunner, and I may have spun that track far too much back in the day, according to Lou Molinaro and other people who listen to the show, only because I became a fan of Willie Nile. He played This Ain't Hollywood a couple of times, and I liked his music, and I enjoyed interviewing him. The guy, he was like from that New York State, Jersey area. So, yeah, man, very cool. My friend Andrea, she brought up part of the Light of Day organization, brought them to the club and whatever. I just actually messaged Andrea and I'm just like going, you remember when we were cool? Do you remember that? Because I don't. She's like laughing at me, you know? All right. So let's get into some what's going on around the greater Hamilton area or greater TA or wherever, Southern Ontario. What do we got going on? Friday, November 12th, the Westdale here in Hamilton is part of the Hamilton Film Festival. So hit up the Westdale site. They got a short mix on the go. Also over at Mills Hardware. I still haven't got an answer on what's going on over there. Are they still doing shows? It looks like they're still doing shows. Ruby Walters is performing at Mills on Friday, November 12th. Captain Wildchild is doing a show. Let's see, where are they doing a show? Okay, as I look over the old computer here, at the Casbah on Friday, November 12th. So there you go. That's not too bad. What else we got on the go here, Gunner? As you're looking through various lists and not writing down where the club is, that sort of thing, to which each event. We got also on Friday, November 12th at the Garrison in Tirana. You got your Respire. It's their Black Lion release party with Massanera, Terry Green, and Cicada. Zola's is happening at Bridgeworks on Saturday the 13th. November 13th. Oh, Rolodex Darko. There you go. Hollow Core, Prospects, and Rap Parade all Saturday, November 13th at the Corktown. Also, Joshua Pascua and the Pants are performing at the Casbah. Check out for more information at the Casbah for that show. What do we got coming? Also, in the lounge, Martin Verrill's going to be performing at the Casbah on Saturday, November 13th.
Here we go. Metal Mayhem and Backstreet Bar and Grill. Tribute to Lamb to God. $5.
All right, man. That sounds all right. So, having said all those fun things, let's get to some music from each of these acts. You're going to hear, Moonlight Desires cover act. Tribute to Moonlight Desires. 80s music is happening at Absinthe Hamilton on November 19th. So there you go.
that's going down.
All right. You'll hear Moonlight Desires, Rolodex Darko in this set, The Zolas, Killer Bees, Ruby Walters, Respire, but kicking things off, Joshua Pasqua.
Yeah, I'm drunk, but it won't be different in the morning. Yeah, the rain falls down, but it's my heart that's pouring. Yeah, I'm young and I'm dumb, but it won't be broken. Feelings for you. Feelings for you.
Feelings for you.
2 a.m. adventures. Wish I could live it all again. Dancing in the moonlight. I never want this night to end. And now you say you're leaving. Was it love or pretend? Late night conversations. I think about it every now and then.
How we used to be. But now it's just a memory.
Baby, you. Yeah, I'm drunk, but it won't be different in the morning. Yeah, the rain falls down, but it's my heart that's pouring. Yeah, I'm young and I'm dumb, but it won't be broken. Feelings for you. Feelings for you.
Feelings for you.
I should have seen this coming. By the look in your eyes, I wanna understand why your feelings are just different from mine. I thought I made you happy, but you put it all behind. You've already forgotten. I think about you all the time.
How we used to be, but now it's just a memory.
Baby, you. Yeah, I'm drunk, but it won't be different in the morning.
No, it won't be different in the morning, baby.
Yeah, the rain falls down, but it's my heart that's pouring.
No.
Yeah, I'm young and I'm dumb, but it won't be broken.
No.
Feelings for you.
next time. We are so into this, so fast, so slow, so slow, so hard. Making it clap from the back, acting like it was your last day. What the fuck is this? Live fast, breathe slow, always go hard. Making it count, 1, 2, 3, you bored my mind. If you're thirsty, honey, come and drink me. I won't keep it too long. Feels so right when it's wrong. Love the way you grab me. I can call you daddy. Swear I'll make you happy. Come and work me by
Sacrifice to me.
We'll be right back.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Moonlight Desires, covering the Gowan song, Moonlight Desires. And once again, they will be performing on November 19th at Absinthe Hamilton. There's a bunch of things. Like the Commandos, they do like a dance party there, best of the 90s, that sort of stuff. So check out Absinthe Hamilton on Facebook. I don't think they have a website anymore, but they are on Facebook. They have a Facebook page, of course. Which makes me think about certain things about gathering information. Like, in the thing right now is like, you know, you want to try to find out what's going on around Hamilton. I know before the pandemic, even before the pandemic, I think a lot of people were just assuming the people would just kind of show up at their events, that sort of thing. Maybe it's because all of us are like constantly telling everyone on social media, come to this, come to this, come to this, come to this, come to this. But there's only so much time to go to all of these different things. There's like a burnout factor with everyone. Right. Remember like when 10, 11 years ago when Facebook came around, well before that, I should say. And then they had the event thing. And then if you made an event, everybody showed up. Now it's like, what? An event? I'm not making an event. But some people still, you know, go by them on social media and go, yeah, maybe I'll go to that. I guess my point is that, you know, depending on what age group you're at and what social media platform you are, what's your best bang for your buck into getting stuff out of there? I've been getting a lot of information via Instagram, which is great. SCM Graham is my is for Steel City Music. DM me there and send me your listings, that sort of thing, if you can, or tag me in everything that you're doing, and then it comes up, and I'm always sharing it on social media, that sort of thing. But I think the bigger question is now is like, how is everyone finding out their information? You know, and where do we go to find out what everyone's doing? Are all the businesses doing the same thing? Is it so niche now that you got to scatter yourself everywhere trying to figure out what's going on? Or maybe it's just me. It might be just me because I'm the one who's been gathering information. So anyway, Steel City Music Graham, SCM Graham, fire me off your details, that sort of thing. because I'm looking through Facebook for stuff, and then I always find that, because I always got to do this pre-recorded show like a week ahead of time, because I got other stuff to do, like you, not complaining. I have lots of things to do as well. And then once I get everything together, it's always like 4 days before an event, a band will throw something up, and like, really? This is what? Really? And you think 4 days beforehand, someone's going to show up to your show, and you, this is what you post 4 days beforehand, and then no one shows up coming out of a pandemic? I don't know. Might not be the best way to go about things. But hey, I make mistakes too. We all do. You know? I'm not giving you any advice, but I'm kind of giving you some advice. Get your promo together well ahead of time. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Because you want the promoter and the bar and everyone else, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt that you're working hard on the show. Because some bands work really hard and others are just like, eh, whatever. And I think that's the attitude that the consumer gets. Eh, whatever. Let's get rid of that eh, whatever attitude. How about that? All right. Now that I've said my little ranty piece, I don't even mean to rant. Sorry. Just these little things irk me. That's all. Just tiny little things. And I'm sure they'll just keep going on, just like everything else. What do we got going on here? Let's find out some information here. Sunday, November 21st. Yeah, this was a rescheduled show that was supposed to happen earlier. Dizzy is at the Bridgeworks. That's what she'll be performing. And of course, the Bridgeworks is at 200 Caroline Street North. They have a Facebook page. Click on that. Find out some of the shows that they have coming up as well. In the Casbah Main Hall, you know him, you love him, Chris Adney from Wax Mannequin. It's good to see Waxy getting out and playing again, just like everyone else. Really happy for him. Always puts on a good show. It's the Wax Mannequin band and guests, so it's not just Waxy doing his thing. Hit up the Casbah website, CasbahLounge.ca, and of course, you got to be double vaxxed, and you got to show all that stuff as well, so do that, okay? And I want you to be healthy anyways. Just do it anyway. All right. What else we got on the go here, Gunner? Oh, in the main hall of the Casbah, Friday, November 19th, Long Range Hustle will be performing. I guess they're the darlings of the Canadian indie rocker scene. Can I say that? I don't know. Isn't everyone the darlings of the Canadian indie rocker scene? Capacity has opened up a little bit more, so more tickets have there might be more tickets added. I'm not sure, but at this time they're saying it's a limited capacity, so go to the website and check it out. Maybe things will change by November 19th. There might be some more tickets, but at this point right now, see, it just says 50 tickets, limited capacity, so there you go. What else we got on the go here, Gunner? What else could there possibly be? Well, there has to be more. I know I'm missing something. Oh, that's right. November the 18th, you said Thursday. The Sheepdogs are performing in Tirana at Lee's Palace. Not one, not two, but three shows for the Sheepdogs. November 18th, 19th, and 20th. I like that band. They're from Saskatoon or the Saskatchewan area. Some of their first earlier stuff, I just thought it was just like kind of Guess Who-y, you know, kind of like the Guess Who. But the more I listened to over the years, the less I found it that way, you know. I remember Monster Truck opening up for the Sheepdogs on an Eastern tour years ago. When Jeremy Wilderman was telling me the story. He said, yeah, man, they were fantastic, you know. They just killed it. People loved them, you know? And I kept thinking to myself, and this is when Monster Truck first started. And my God, every time I see Monster Truck play, they blew whoever they were off on, like just destroyed as the opener, right? Tough band to follow. But Jeremy's just like, man, kudos to them. Like, they're just really good and people love them. So I think that says something. If you're a Monster Truck fan, you know who Jeremy is. For him to say something like that, that's great, you know. So they're happening November 18th, 19th, and 20th at Lee's Palace, once again, of November. Okay. Now, Horseshoe Tavern on Tuesday, November 16th, Puma Blue is performing. And it's quiet, it's soft, it's got a nice indie vibe to it. And I don't know, man. I dig the band, some of the stuff I've been listening to. So you might want to go to that show as well if you want to go stretch your legs, get in the car, whatevs. Starting things off, Puma Blue, super soft on Steel City Music.
Too slow, water wax. We could till morning night. Took the overnight. Just to make it back, make it back. Running lost, we've bitten off. Volatile, monotone, super soft. There's no way. There's no way I'm better off. There's no way. There's no way. Over the hills and far.
About as good as it will be. We'll never see eye to eye if you don't try to see. What can we do? For you it's black and white, red versus blue, and not good enough to win. You have to beat the other guy. but you say no. There are only two. One for me, none for you. It's black and white. There's wrong and there's right. It's day and night and nothing in between. Give or take, win or lose, we all have to choose. Make no mistake. But why do I have to lose for you to win? Why is it always one or the other? It's either me or him. We're in the same boat, we're up the river. Why do I have to lose for you to win? Everyone's hiding something or other. Everyone lies to themselves or each other. The biggest judges have the deepest secrets. We're all the bad guy here. So why do I have to lose for you to win? Why do I have to lose for you to win? Why is it always one or the other? It's either me or him. We're in the same boat, we're up the river. So why do I have to lose for you to win? Huh?
notes in the manual say that it's just my clandestine.
Good evening, folks, and welcome. We got a real treat lined up for you tonight. We're going to have one of them large times. Put your hands together for the sheepdogs.
have paid the price, I've paid the price, price. To some, there's a lot more price to come. Yes, there is much more price to come. Price. Some violence is good for mourning. The sun will come up just so it sees. When it is morning, you will know it. We'll be right back.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Steel City Music, and of course, I'm your host, Gunner, and my special guest right now is Sarah from Hot Shots. You can hear her every Tuesday from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. on 101.5 FM, The Hawk. But she's also a local blogger as well. She's been doing interviews, and as I've been saying this to everybody over the last year and a half, get a hold of her, have a chat, get a write-up, and all those other fun things, because we need more and more and more people covering what's going on in the greater Hamilton area. Sarah, welcome to Steel City Music once again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
I'm happy that you're having this a nice run with your radio show on The Hawk.
Yeah, it's I think I started it back in June, and yeah, it's an amazing opportunity. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Well, I remember the discussions that you and I had a long time ago when you were just doing the blog and you were a recent graduate out of the journalism program, and I said, you know, what you're doing here, you know, translates great into a podcast, and you were in the idea of doing the podcast, and said, and that also translates into doing a radio show, in my mind anyway.
Mm-hmm.
With you doing all of these things, how has the response been with the radio show now with the local art scene and music scene for you?
It's been great, and everyone's been super stoked about it.